We begin the current daven, Sechtes Becharis Daf Lamed Beis. We begin on the second line down with the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is we opened up this perig by showing a discrepancy between regular Psula Mekdashim, like the title of this perig, and that of the blemish Bechair and Meiser. We said that by all Psula Mekdashim, it could be sold and slaughtered in the marketplace. In contrast, by Bechair and Meiser, where the benefits don't go to Hektish, rather to the individual, then we don't allow that disgrace of Kachim and doing these things in public. Now the inference was, okay, you can't do that in the marketplace, but you could do it from home. So we understand, said the Gemara, that by Bechair you could do that because you only can't redeem it, but you could sell it. But we learned in the Brice that says you can't sell the Meiser at all. So that Rav Sheshes, on that the Gemara brought, that's the case of our Mishnah is discussing specifically that of Yisayman, which as we brought a Brice that shows that although generally one is forbidden to go ahead and sell the meat of the Meiser, however, we find that regarding that of the orphan, that then it's going to be permitted. Now, in the interpretation of that braisa, the Gemara had a machlekes Abaye and Rava. Abaye explained that the braisa was saying one case, which is the Maisa Behema of the Yisayimim, really you can't sell it, because it's forbidden like we said, but you could sell it Bahavla, and that's because of Hashavas Aveda, because of a loss for concern for the orphans. Now, Rava, however, said that actually no. It's talking about two different cases. That there is the Maisa Behema of Yisayim, that you could actually sell it as it's normally sold. And the reason for that is, as he explained, because actually after it's slaughtered, actually there is no biblical prohibition about selling the animal. It's only prohibited biblically when it's alive. So for orphans, we consider it according to the biblical law. But for a regular person, there, rabbinically, they said that you're not allowed to sell it after Shechita because you might come to it before Shechita, which is biblically prohibited. But they only made the rabbinic prohibition by the meat, which is something that one would sell during the lifetime, but one would not sell the tendons and the ligaments, all these different things, and therefore that was permitted la'achar Shechita. We're not concerned one's going to come to do that kaidim Shechita, and therefore that's allowed to be sold, which then one could go ahead and sell the meat b'havla subsumed in the sale of those ligaments, which is allowed to be sold la'achar misa. Now, on that, so our Gemara continues and says, "Va'afra of Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok Sovel alahad the Rava." He held like this interpretation of Rava that the halacha of Maisa Behema after it's slaughtered, that actually biblically it's permitted to be sold. And again, that's how we answered that. Therefore, that's the interpretation of our Mishnah, which says that Maisa Behema could be sold just not in public, is because really biblically it's allowed to be. Yeah. Rabbinically, they say it's forbidden. So therefore, we say it's tumah by that of the orphans. But biblically, it's permitted. Where do we find that he holds this idea? Because Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok says, "Minayin la'maisa behema shel yisayim." Where do we know regarding the maisa behema, which is every tenth animal, that which is owned by orphans, shemeichu noisa kedarka, that you could sell it in the normal way, which is interpreting the braisa the way Rav had interpreted also, whereas Abaye had said no, even orphans has to be bavla. Shnema, because it says the pasuk in Devar. It says, "Rak b'cholavus nafshecha." However, what your heart, what your desire of your soul is, which the Sefri explains that this pasuk is talking by psulei mekdashin, by karbanos that became invalidated, and therefore it's used for personal usage. So what you do with these psulei mekdashin is tizbach v'echal tabaser, you could slaughter it, and you can go out and eat the meat. Now the pasuk concludes, "Kiverkas Hashem alekecha," like the blessing of Hashem your God, "asher nasan lecha," that Hashem has given you. Now, what's the pasuk saying? Says the Braisam, that says Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, "Eizehu davar she'im b'bracha mechayim." What is something that doesn't, what's this pasuk referring to, that doesn't have blessing when it's still alive, meaning that when it's alive you cannot have benefit from it, "Ela la'achar shechita," but only after it's slaughtered, because it cannot be regarding the general category of psulei mekdashin, because actually all of the kachim, if they develop a blemish, it could be deconsecrated, it could be redeemed, and you could sell it when it's alive to whoever you want to. So which one is this pasuk talking about that seems to indicate that the blessing is only after it's slaughtered? Hava'im is a ma'isa behema. That tells us that this is referring to ma'isa behema. Because the pasuk tells us, lo yigoyel, tells us by ma'isa behema, you cannot redeem it, which is, you can't sell it when it's still alive. And the pasuk is telling us that, oh, but tizbach v'chalt the baser, that after it's slaughtered, then the pasuk says, okay, birkas Hashem lekecha, then there's going to be bracha. Now, what's that blessing? That blessing is the ability to sell it, because that's similar to the blessing which is forbidden when it's still alive, which was lo yigoyel, that you're not allowed to sell it, is permitting for you to do that after it's slaughtered. And what is that blessing that you would have wanted to do when it's alive that you can't do? It's the sale. So you see that after it's slaughtered, it is biblically permitted to go ahead and sell it. Now, this that we learned in the Bryce in the previous stuff that says, no, you can't sell Ma'aser Behema not alive and not when it's slaughtered, that's only rabbinic after it's slaughtered. And that's why, again, like Rava had said, regarding orphans, we are lenient and that we consider it according to the biblical law, which is permitted to be slaughtered, and which is permitted to be sold after it's slaughtered. And therefore, that's the understanding of the inference halacha, the natural halacha of our Mishnah, which permits it to be sold, again, just not in the marketplace. Now, Ibailo, the following question regarding the Bryce we brought in the previous daf, which had said this idea that there's a discussion, Machlik is Abai and Rava, what's that going on? Is that going on specifically the orphans, or according to Rava, is that even according to a regular adult? Which we said, you know, I'll sell the meat of the Bechar. The question was, the Bryce said, but you let it absorb it, sublimate it, conceal it in the sale of other things. But really, you're charging more, including that which is forbidden, which is the sale of the meat of the Ma'aser Behema. Now the question is, Ma'olav Leo, can you go ahead and absorb the value of the meat of the Ma'aser Behema of an adult together with Ba'atzamis, with just the sale of the bones of the Ma'aser Behema? Which he said, the bones and all those things could be sold, but meat cannot, but you could then like put it in there and just conceal it in that sale. We said all those things together you could. What's it if it's only with bones? So, Machlekes Reb Chiya Reb Shimon Rebbe. Chadam 1 says, Mavliya, you could sublimate it, Vechadam Ein Mavliya, you can't absorb it in. And says the Gemara, we're Vloy Pligin, actually not disagreeing. Because Ha, Bedaka, when we're talking about the bones of small livestock, the bones are not really fit to use anything with them, and therefore you're not selling the bones, and obviously the sale is all for the meat, and therefore it's not going to function in the mechanism of havlah, and therefore it's forbidden. But habagasa, when we're talking about the bones of large livestock, which the bones have utility, which you could use it for a handle for types of different tools, and therefore that would be a valid sale, and then you could do havlah with the meat together with that. Or v'ibayisim, if you want, you could say that actually idiv idibagasa. Actually, both of them are talking about the bones of large livestock, and still v'le pligi, they're still not disagreeing. Because mar ki asri, each one was going according to his locale, which is in the location of one of them, they would make vessels from bones. So therefore, you could do havlah. And the other one, they didn't make vessels from bones, and therefore there's no value to it, and therefore you can't do havlah with the sale of the bones. You're obviously charging for the meat and not for the bones. Now, Guva, the Gemara goes back to the Bryce that we had introduced, which was brought in because we had asked a question from this Bryce that was saying, hey, the Mishnah seems to indicate you can't sell Ma'aser Behema in the marketplace, but so obviously you could sell it at home. But we said in this Bryce that only Bechor could be sold, but Ma'aser Behema cannot. And that's where it explained that, yeah, it cannot, but again, that's biblically is only when it's alive, but rabbinically is when it's slaughtered already, when it's dead. And that's what we said, that regarding the orphans were lenient. Now, the Gemara goes back and discusses that price. Gufo, we said, by the firstborn animal, it says, lo yifte, now let her redeem it. But like as we said, it could be sold. It's just that pedi you can't do, which is deconsecration, which is transferring its sanctity and making it into chulin. But you could sell it. It retains its sanctity, but you could sell it. Now, b'maisin em lo yigo. But we said, b'maisin em, it says not to do gula with it. Which that teaches us vein and nimker that it cannot be sold, loy chai v'loy shachet, not when it's alive, not when it's slaughtered, loy tam, loy bamum, not unblemished or even blemished. On that, the Gemara asks, but not immediately. Where do we see this from? Where do we see that Ma'aser Behema cannot be sold? Which, where do you see the element of sale from loy gol? Isn't geula the same thing as pediyah? Aren't both of them talking about like redemption and deconsecration? Doesn't it seem to be that Ma'aser Behema is the same thing as bechor? So Amar Rav Chinna, Amar Rav, and V'chein Amar Rav Dimi, Amar Rav Yechanan, that Nema lo yigol b'maisa, and this is the interpretation we had mentioned in the previous daf. It says these words lo yigol by Ma'aser Behema. Now b'nema v'lo yigol b'charam, and it also says by the laws of cherem, which is when someone makes a vow that this thing should be cherem, which that this thing now belongs in the property of the kayin. But it says over there also the term lo yigol. Now malahal mechira imoy, just like over there, it includes a prohibition of a sale because the pasuk says over there b'yikach avzayin lo yimacher v'lo yigol kol cherem kodesh kodeshim, which says clearly that there when it talks about lo yigol, it also says that you cannot sell it. So afkan mechira imoy, so here by Ma'aser Behema, it also says lo yigol, it also includes the prohibition of selling it. Now, however, Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'Rafuna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, he says must be mufne. It must be that these words, lo yigol, are what's called mufna, are extra, are superfluous, to make this exposition, and to learn that Ma'aser Behema from Cher. Because di lo mufna, because if it's not extra, then ikla mifrach, where when you learn that gzeirah shavah, if it's extra, so we're not going to ask questions, even though it seems to be there's a question. But if it's not extra, where it just has the same words, you can learn it, but if there's a question, if there's a refutation, then you can't learn that. So we have to say that it's mufna, because if not, although there's a gzeira shava, we'd be able to refute that limud, that yalfusa. Because you could say, wait, malach haram, how could you learn that from the laws of chayim? Shekin chola malakal. That halach is more stringent, and yeah, therefore it's going to have the prohibition even of being sold, because if one goes and makes chayim, even let's say a kachm of his thing, chayim will take effect. And what happens then? Although it belongs to Hekdesh, it's given to the Kohen, and then the Kohen gets to have what's called Teves. Now he gets to decide what to do with it, as the Gemara says in Erech Nefchav Ches Meveis. In contrast, by Maisa Behema, where it only takes effect on things that are Chulin, that are not Kachem items. Moreover, is that Chayim could take effect on the person's whole flock. Maisa Behema is only the 10th one. And therefore, it must be that it's Mufna. On that he says, La'ai, yes, Afnuyi Mufni, the words are superfluous, and therefore we can make this Gezer Shava, even though there would seemingly be a refutation. Because lo yomer but lo yigol b'charam, it didn't have to say the words lo yigol by the laws of chayrim, because v'yigamim a meiser, it could have been learned out from the laws of meiser behema, and we could have said ma meiser kodesh vein nigol, just like meiser behema is something that's sanctified, and you cannot deconsecrate it. So af charam kodesh vein megam, so to chayrim is also something that's holy, and therefore you cannot redeem it. So v'lo yigol because of achmanu lamali. So why does it say b'chem these words lo yigol? Lafnoi, they're extra to make this gzeirah shavat learn out the halacha of ma'isav hema from chayrim, even though one could ask and to say that just like over there you can't sell it, so too over here by ma'isav hema you can't sell it. Rosh Hashanah says, but ikal mifrach, what do you mean? You would still have a refutation. No, you had to say lo yigol by chayrim. It's not extra, because you would not have been able to learn out chayrim from the laws of ma'isav hema. Because you could say, here also there's a stringency. Mala Maisa, maybe by Maiser it has the prohibition of Geula, of redemption, because Shekin Kodesh Lefanav Al-Achrav, it has a stringency that Chayim doesn't have, that it sanctifies what's before it and what's after it. Where if, let's say, it's supposed to be the 10th animal that's made with a red dye and said that it's Maisa Behema, but if, let's say, he called the 10th one number 9, and the 9th one number 10, and then he called the 11th one number 10, then actually all three of them are sanctified. Which that's a unique stringency that applies to Ma'isa Behema. Maybe only over there you're not a redeemer, but maybe with Chayim you could. So that's not extra. So we're back to the question. It seems to have a refutation, and we don't have an extra word. Zeller rather says the Gemara, no. Lo yomer lo yigol b'charam. No, it's still extra. You're right, you can't learn out Chayim from Ma'isa Behema, but still the words lo yigol b'charam would be extra. Because v'yigamim b'bachar. You could learn out from the laws of the firstborn animal. And you could say, Ma b'char kodesh vein nigel, just like the firstborn animal, is sanctified, and hence you can't redeem it. Av charamim kodeshim in nigel. So to charamim are things that are holy and cannot be redeemed. So lo yigol de kazarach manu lamali. So why do you have to go out and say the words lo yigol? It's lafnuye. It's to say that it's extra, and again, to be able to learn out the laws of prohibiting sale of ma'isa behema from chayim. On that is no, ikal mifrach, you wouldn't be able to learn out chayim from b'char. Because you could say, Ma'ala b'char shekin kudusha asa miriachem. What we find is that the firstborn has a certain stringency that is sanctified from birth, from the womb, which does not apply to things like chayim. And maybe only over there you're not allowed to redeem, but maybe b'chayim you could. So Ella rather says the Gemara, Lo yemer lo yigol b'maisa. The extra words of lo yigol is not on the side of chayim, rather on the side when it says it in the context of ma'isa behema. Why? Don't you have to say that you're not allowed to do redemption of ma'isa behema? No. Because v'yigamer havara havar mebechar, we would know from the gezeirah shava of the word of passing by, which it says by ma'isa behema and it says by bechar, and we would say ma bechar kadosh vein nigel, just like the firstborn animal is sanctified and not redeemed, af ma'iser kadosh vein nigel, so too ma'isa behema is holy and it's not redeemed, and therefore lo yigol dechaz rachman b'ma'isa lamali. Why does it have to say lo yigol to say you can't do geula? What really know you can't do pidyon from learning it out from gezeirah shava from bechar? So why does it say it? Oh, lafnoi, to say that it's extra words, and therefore now you can't refute it's gezeirah shava from the laws of chayrim to say that it cannot be sold. But the Gemara still asks, v'akati b'maisa nami loy mufni. What do you mean? No, even the words loygol by ma'isa behema are also not extra, because the ikla mifrach, no, you'd still ask regarding ma'isa behema kideprachinon, like we asked by learning out chayrim we thought we learned out from b'char. That question would also apply learning out ma'isa behema from b'char, because you could say, no. What do we find by firstborn animal that its sanctity is from the womb, and conscious ma'isa behema, which is not sanctified from the womb, and maybe therefore it had to say lo yigol by ma'isa behema, because you would not know it from b'char. So we're still back to the question, where's this extra word that we're not going to refute this limud of learning ma'isa behema from chayim regarding the laws of the prohibition of selling it? Says Gemara, v'havarta kro yiseru. When it says havara by the firstborn animal, that's extra words. And therefore, there it's extra, to say that you'll make the gezeirah shava, to learn that havara to ma'aser behema, that it cannot be redeemed. And although we said there's a refutation, but when there's an extra word, we say ein mashivin aleihu. We're not going to ask questions. Now, once we know ma'isa b'heman now from Bechor that you cannot do geula, so then why does it say lo yigol by ma'iser? It's extra. You already know it from Bechor. Oh, it's extra to tell you that now you could learn out ma'isa b'heman from the laws of Chayim that you can't sell it. Now, why is this havara by Bechor extra? Because the pasuk could have written kol petarechem, like it says elsewhere in Shmos Yud Gimel, kol petarechem Hashem. Why does it have to say v'havarta? Oh, that's extra to say that you're going to learn out now ma'isa b'heman from it regarding lo yigol. So then why does it say lo yigol by ma'isa b'heman? To be extra, to be able to learn out the issur of selling from the laws of Chayim. But the Gemara now continues asking. Okay, fine. So that's how we know the prohibition of selling by ma'isa b'heman. But b'chor nami nelef ge'ula ge'ula mecharamim. Why don't we make the same gzeirah shava to the laws of the firstborn that there also should be prohibited to sell it because it says ge'ula by b'chor and it says ge'ula by cherim. And therefore we should learn that you're not able to sell it. Now, although it doesn't really say by Bechor Geula, but it says Pediyah, which both of them mean the same idea, it means redeeming, deconsecrating. So learn out there also that, and we said by Bechor you could sell, why? It should also be prohibited to sell. Says the Gemara, no. The Geula, the Meiser, is Mufni, like we just pointed out before. We said that it's extra because you already know it from Bechor. So therefore, over there, we're going to learn out the Gezeres Shavah from Charamim, even though there would be a refutation. But the Padiyah of the Bechor, that's like Mufni, that's not extra, because that we said you need it for itself to teach A, that you can't go ahead and redeem it. And then even moreover, it actually is the source that teaches regarding Ma'isa Behemah from Havara Vara, that there also you can't redeem it. So since it's not extra, you wouldn't be able to know it from the laws of Chayr. On that, the Gemara asks, but my chazis, why do you see fit to tell the loy tifta the Bechor legufe? We'd you assume to say, okay, both of them say, not to redeem. It says lo yigol by ma'is behema, and says lo yifte by that of the Bechor. So we just see fit to say that, okay, no. When it says lo yifte by Bechor, that you need it for its own context to say it cannot be deconsecrated. And moreover, it's also the source to teach regarding ma'is behema. And you said, but ude ma'isa, but regarding when it says lo yigol by ma'is behema, of that you said, oh, that's lafnui, that's extra, because you don't need it because you already know it from Bechor, and rather it's to tell you that we learned at the Gezer Shavim Cherim that you can't sell it. The Ema, why don't you say the opposite? Say that lo yigol de ma'isir, that's legufe. That's for itself, to say that you cannot deconsecrate it, that you cannot redeem it. And actually, moreover, you would need it by ma'isir behema to learn for Bechor, because you would know Gezer Shavah learning out Bechor from ma'isir behema from Avara Avara, and actually de Bechor lafnui. Maybe the lo yifta of Bechor, of the firstborn, that one's extra, and that's coming to say that you learn the Gezer Shavah from Charamim, that it's forbidden to be sold. So maybe Bechor should be forbidden to be sold, and Ma'isa Behema not. How do you know Ma'isa Behema is forbidden to be sold, and not Bechor? So says the Gemara, Dan and Geula mi Geula. We learn out, yes, Geula and Padiyah really mean the same thing, but the word Geula it says by Ma'isa Behema, so we'll learn it out from Charam, which says the actual word Geula. They ain't done in Padiyah mi Geula. We're not going to learn out the word Padiyah of redemption that it says by Bechor from Geula that it says by Charam. Says the Gemara, but my nafkamina, what's the difference if it says exactly that word? But Atan de Rebbe Shmuel, but we learn the Brisa of Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel. Now it says in Vayikra, when it talks about conveying that the house has the Tumah Tzaras, so they have to investigate, does it have the Tumah? And they come back, it says Veshava Kohen, the Kohen comes back, and then it says Uba Kohen when the Kohen comes. Now, we learn out some halachas of Veshava Kohen from where it says Uba Kohen. Even though it's not the same exact words, how you're learning. So the Tanya Rishmael says, Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bir. Coming back is the same thing as coming. They're both the same idea. So the same halachas of taking apart, taking it off, ripping off the bricks. All those halachas will apply over there. So you see, it doesn't have to have the same exact word, as long as it connotes the same idea. So what are you answering that you're not learning a Padir from Geula, but that's the same idea as we see by Tanya Rishmael? Says the Gemara, no, Hanami Lehecha Deleka Dedamile. Where do we find out the Tanna Rebbe Shmuel that we'll learn that even though it's not the same exact word? That's if there's nothing more similar to it. Aval ikka de dumile, but if there's something more similar, then me de dumile, you'll find that we'll learn out from that which is more similar. And therefore, since Ma'isa Behema is more similar that it says the actual word, we're going to learn that Ma'isa Behema from Charamim and not Bechor from Charam. But the Gemara still asks, okay, but v'leilef Bechor havar havar mi Ma'isa. Okay, now that we established that Ma'isa Behema is forbidden to be sold because it's the one that gets to learn out from Charamim, but now learn out from the Gezer Shavah that we pointed out before that there is between Bechor and Ma'isa Behema, learn out Bechor from Ma'isa Behema that it should be forbidden to be sold. because the ma'isa nami, because ma'isa became already established that gamar geula geula mecharamim, that it's learned out from its own gzeirah shava from cherim, that it's forbidden to be sold. So now extend that to the laws of bechar. Says the Gemara, no, miyat rachman the gabe charam. The Torah has an exclusionary terminology by the laws of charamim, where it says in the pasuk kol cherim, all that which is cherim, which is a vow to give this to the kanim, is kodesh kodeshim hu. It is the holiest of holies. What that teaches us, who, by these things, is forbidden to be sold, but not the laws of the firstborn. I asked the Gemara, but ve'emahu v'lay ma'isa. Okay, so it's an exclusionary terminology, so maybe say it's excluding ma'isa behema, and not that of the Bechar. So the Gemara, no, ma'isa, it's logical that ma'isa behema we would be including, that it has the same halacha as the cherim, because gu'ula is written in it, ke'ma'isa, just like it says be'charamim. And therefore, we'll be excluding from this exclusionary terminology the laws of Bechar, where it doesn't say Geula, it only says Pediah. So that was one interpretation that we had, that how we know that there's an Issa Mechira by Ma'isa Behema, which we said that we're learning a lo yigol from the laws of Charam. Now the Gemara brings Rav Ami, says another interpretation, where do we know that there's the prohibition of selling Ma'isa Behema? Says that lo yigol the Charamim lo yitzarach. When it says by Cherim the words lo yigol, that was unnecessary. Now, not like we were tempted to say before because, oh, we would learn it out from Bechar. No. Rather, he's saying that based on logic that we would know that you cannot deconsecrate, you cannot do pediah to Cherim. And therefore, the words over there are extra. Why? And that therefore, that's how we learn that lo yigol from Charam. Because, as we're saying, in the first interpretation, we said it's lo'igol of ma'isa behemah that's extra. Now we're saying, no, lo'igol be'charam is extra, but not like to learn out from Bechar, because you can't necessarily learn out from Bechar. We know from logic. Because says Rava, de'isnu hecha, where exactly is this cherim item that you're saying that it's forbidden to do geula to it? Ibe bailam, if it's in the house of the owner, well, the hektish ninu, it's owned by hektish, and therefore you can't do pidyon. Now, as Rashi points out, that would be an exception to the laws of Kach Mizbech, which generally you could do pidyon. On that, the Gemara is assuming that, no, this is owned by Hektish, and therefore, obviously, you can't do pidyon. And Ibe Kayin, and if it was the Chemer was already given to the Kayin, well, then to the contrary, Chul Nenu. Then it's actually already deconsecrated, and actually the Kayin can sell to whoever he wants to without pidyon. So where would you say a case of that you can't do pidyon if it's already given to the Kayin, which the Chemer belongs to, that's supposed to be given to him? You could do it. You don't need pidyon. And if it's still by the house of the owner, the one who made his items cherim, what do you mean that there's no pidyon? There's no pidyon at all that would apply. It's not even his to be able to go ahead and redeem it. The time like learn the brisa. Charamim, an item that a person makes into cherim, calls manchein bebeis bailam, as long as it's in the house of the owner, harehin ke hektish chod devreim. It's like hektish for all practical purposes. Shlemak, it says a pasim yikr. It says kol cherim, kodesh kodeshum ul Hashem. It's considered the holiest of holies to Hashem. So therefore, we said that it doesn't even have the halacha of pidyon. Now, nasan l'kayin, so therefore, it wouldn't make sense to prohibit it if it doesn't have the halacha at all. And however, nasan l'kayin, if it was given to the kayin already, harein kachul l'chad avreim, actually has for all practical purposes, like unconsecrated things, which obviously wouldn't have a prohibition of pidyon. Shlomo says, a pasuk in the Midrash, it says, kol cherim b'Yisrael l'chayir, all items that a person, a Jew, makes into cherim, which is a setting aside of an item, giving it a certain sanctified status, says Hashem to the Kanim, to you it's going to be. It's in the domain of the Kanim, like all his regular money. So therefore, it says, Rava, loy, as you continue to Tamid Beis, you goil the kas rachmanu lamali. So why does the Torah say by Charamim that you cannot do pidyon? It doesn't apply. Rather, im eina in l'charamim, this is what's known as im eina inyan. If it doesn't have application to the laws of charamim, so tenei inyan l'maiser, so then apply it to the laws of maiser, which we said that we're comparing it to the laws of maiser behema, which we're saying that just like it's prohibited to sell that of the charamim, it's come to tell us that it's also going to be prohibited to sell the maiser behema. Now, that is the Gemara. How do you see that? Ema tenei in l'bachar. You're saying it doesn't have application to the laws of Haram. Okay, but how do you know to compare it to the laws of Ma'is Behema to say that you're not allowed to sell it? Maybe apply it to the laws of the firstborn, that not only you're not allowed to redeem it, you're also not allowed to sell it. Oh, that's what the Gemara says. No, it's logical that we're going to apply it to the laws of Ma'is Behema, because Ma'isa Gu'ula Kamaisa, by, as we said in the first interpretation, that by Ma'isa says the same word exactly, therefore we'd rather apply it to there, and that's how we know again that the law of Ma'isa Behema is more stringent in that regard than that of Bechar, that you're not only not allowed to do pidyon, you're not allowed to even sell it. Now, We had interpreted according to the first interpretation of Rashi, but Rashi says there's many questions on this interpretation. And he says, first of all, when, as we pointed out, this idea that it says that if it's in the house of the owners, so it says, well, hektish ninu. So it's hektish, so obviously pidyon wouldn't apply, which Rashi says, why? Hektish, as we find throughout, all types of hektish could have pidyon. Because even kachim bedik abayis, which you would possibly say that's what chirim is like, is redeemed just like kachim is bech, like the pasuk says, v'imam akdash yigal es beisai. So therefore, that no, to the contrary, what's the Gemara saying? That you obviously would need to write loy gol b'charamim to say that you cannot do pidyon. So what's the Gemara saying that it's unnecessary? Moreover, when the Gemara then says that, okay, so it has no application to charam, so we can apply it to the laws of ma'is behema, so then the question is, what are we saying that, I mean, so what the Gemara essentially would be saying is that, oh, what do you need to bring lo yigol to ma'isa behema? It already says lo yigol for, it already says lo yigol by ma'isa behema. So that says Rashi, if it sounds like the Gemara is trying to say, oh, so therefore it's extra to say that not only not allowed to do guli, not allowed to even sell it, then says Rashi, the Gemara should have said this explicitly. Should have said, im ein in le gu'ula, tnei in le mechira. Because that would be the main idea. We already know lo yigol. So you're applying lo yigol to ma'aser, but it already says ma'aser. So what are you saying for selling? So say that. That's the main idea. Or it should have said that, okay, so why do you need lo yigol b'charamim? Obviously, it's extra, and therefore to learn that for the gzeirah shava, that just like over here, the selling is with it, so to over here, the ma'aser is mechir with it, but it doesn't say that. It's ikar chasam ha'sefer. So then actually Rashi says that it would appear to him that the girsa that we have to have in the Gemara is that Rava says, unlike the first interpretation, that actually even without the Gezeirah Shava of Ma'isa Behema from Charamim, we would know that Ma'isa Behema cannot be sold. Why? Because he was saying is that Lo Yimachar of Charam was not necessary because it's hektish. And hektish is not in the domain of the financial ownership of the owners to sell it to other people. Rather, who owns it is the Gizbar, is the treasurer of hektish. And therefore, wherever it is, if it's in the house of the owners, it cannot be sold because it's not his domain. And when it's in the domain of the Kayan, so then it's chulun. And of course, it can be sold. So why does it say lo yimacher? Rather, it's like we're going to apply lo yimacher to ma'isa behema and to say that ma'isa behema cannot be sold. And that's Rashi's preferred interpretation. Nothing more goes on to a third interpretation. Rav Ashi, I mean, he says, how do we know that ma'isa behema cannot be sold? He says, lo yigol de ma'isa, when it says lo yigol by ma'isa behema, lo yimachahu, it means don't sell. So you're not learning out as the first interpretation for ma'isa behema, or that we're taking the extra word lo yimachahu or lo yigol by charam and applying it to ma'isa behema. He says simply, lo yigol, gula, means not selling. So Rav Ashi says, menan min la. He says, how do I know this, that when it says lo yigol by ma'isa, it really means not to sell it? So he says, because the pasuk says in Yikra, v'hayuhu usmarasi yekaidish loigol, and this is in the pasuk of Ma'isa Behema, where it says, it, the sanctified carbon, which is by Ma'isa Behema, and all carbonus, and the tmur that you're trying to swap it sanctity to something else, both will be holy, loigol. You can't do geula with it. Now, we're comparing the isra of loigol by Ma'isa Behema to the laws of tmur, which is right there in the pasuk together. So we learn that, emasai oisa tmur, when does the laws of tmur apply? It's only mechai, when the animal's still alive. When it's dead, you can't do tmur anymore. Now, so therefore, the pasuk is teaching us emos ha'in the nigel. So we compare. So when is this isra of geula? So that's also mechayim. That's also only when it's alive. Now the inference is halacha shechita nigel. But after it's slaughtered, so then you could do geula. And now, from the fact that it's saying that this thing is only prohibited when it's alive, if the idea that the pasuk was saying was that the owners cannot do geula, then the problem would be that you would not be able to make this obvious inference, but that after it's slaughtered, you could do geula, which is that then it gets deconsecrated. Now the mummies have the sanctity and the animal becomes deconsecrated, because how can you do that? You're saying that geula could be done after it's slaughtered? Habay ha-madavaracha. But the halacha is that if you want to deconsecrate kachim, including ma'isa behema, has to be standing to be able to be evaluated. Elosh mamina, rather says Rav Ashi, obviously we can infer from here that you're right. There is no halacha of redemption at all regarding ma'isa behema. And that we cannot go ahead and deconsecrate the sanctity onto monies. Rather, this that it says lo yigoil, obviously is lo yimachahu, must mean to say that you can't sell it, because it wouldn't apply the understanding then of what its simple translation is, which is redemption. Now, so why can't you sell it? It's simply because you're not allowed to do something of mundane regarding that of the kachim. What that is, Torah is saying, it's forbidden. So therefore, when it's alive, when its sanctity is more severe, then it's forbidden. But after it's slaughtered, that's the inference that we're making, where then its sanctity is lesser, because now it could even be slaughtered on out of the base of Mikdash, even for non-kanim. That's what we're saying, that then you're allowed to sell it. Because the word legal itself sounds like that regarding the owners, to go ahead and deconsecrate its value. Because if you're not deconsecrating its value, so then why does the owners want to go ahead and redeem it? Rather, obviously, that Rav Ashi is saying is that legal means to say legal, you're not allowed to sell it, because it's a mundane activity that the Torah is saying that's going to be forbidden. Now, in this interpretation of Vashi, the Gemara asks, that works well. His proof that lo yigol cannot mean redemption, because then how would you be able to go ahead and do pigeon after it's already dead? Because it's obviously saying it's only mechaim, like by tmura. That would work only according to the one that says those which are sacrificed on mizbech, like maisa behema, it was included in the obligation of having to be standing, meaning to be alive, to be able to be redeemed. But what are you going to say? There's no proof. He could say, yeah, it could be redeemed after that it's dead. So that says, no, not halachic. I mean, this is what we're saying, which would apply even according to that mandama. Mi ikka, is that possible? Because if Loigol is saying that it's only when it's alive, like by Tamura, and you would think it means deconsecration, is it possible to say that when it's alive, you cannot redeem it? But after that it's slaughtered, then it could be redeemed? Says the Gemara, Alam Allah, why not? Mechaim Dalim Kedusha, say when it's alive, like as we said this idea before, when its sanctity is stronger, then Loi Mifrik, then it cannot be redeemed. But after it is slaughtered, which then its sanctity is lesser, where it's not alive as a carbon anymore, so Mifrik, so then it can be redeemed. What's the problem? Says the Gemara, no, because Beloi Kovdekenu, isn't it a Kol Shekein to the contrary? Because Imam Mechaim Da'olim Lamitvis Padyani, when it's alive, yes, its sanctity is greater. Then therefore, that is has more ability for that sanctity to be deconsecrated and take effect on monies. But still we're saying, loy mifrik, no, then you can't redeem it because we're comparing it to tamur, which that's what the legal is saying. So la'acha shchita, after it's slaughtered, to loy olma mitzvahs b'dyonim, where it has lesser sanctity and therefore there's less to take hold of, to have redemption take effect onto monies, are you going to say that mifrik is going to be able to be redeemed? Rather, we said, therefore, you can't translate loyigal as talking about, as the simple translation of gula of pidyon, because then it wouldn't make sense the inference of b'racha shchit you could. Rather, it's in the inference like Rav Ashi was pointing out, that loyigal means loyimachahu, means you can't sell it. And that's the source for halacha. But then the Gemara asks, okay, so if that's the source of lift rechman loyimachar, so if the pasuk means to say don't sell it, why is he using the word loyigal? Says the Gemara, ikasar rechman loyimachar, the Torah said don't sell it, so having mean that I would have said, is davnunihu dolem is davin. Yeah, you know what the halacha is? You're not allowed to sell ma'isa behema. Why? Because the ka'avid of the nechal. Because you're doing something that's a mundane activity of selling of commercial elements with a kachin. Avla fruki mifrik, but I would have thought to say that you could deconsecrate it. The ailu dam of lehektish. Because that money then is a gain, goes to hektish. And I would think that that's something that could be done. That's why the Torah says lo yigal, meaning from the fact that when it wants to tell us you can't sell it, it used the terminology of geula. We could infer from there two halachas: the lo is to dabnunim is daven, that you can't sell it, because like we said, obviously lo yigal means you can't sell it, and also lo yifruk and mifrik, and that you also can't go ahead and deconsecrate it. Now, this that we're saying that lo yigal, we pointed out obviously it cannot be talking about only not doing geula of pidyon, like we said, because then you wouldn't be able to make the inference, but that after shechita you could do geula. Because like we said, the only thing that would make sense after shechita you could do is selling it, and which you can't do michaim, but you could do lachamisa. But still, since it used the word legal, that does tell us that there's the issa of geula, which applies throughout, before and after. But the understanding of what the inference is telling us, which is the main idea what the pasuk is coming to say, is that you can't sell it, that you can't sell mechaim, like tamura, but la'achar misa, you could go ahead and sell it. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, which continues in the theme of the previous Mishnah, regarding the firstborn animal when it gets blemished, regarding selling it. So b'shamayim, that le'yimani Yisrael le'makayin le'bachar. A Yisrael cannot be counted amongst those who are partaking with a kain when they're eating the meat of the bechar. Meaning, even if a kain invites a Yisrael guest to eat with him a blemished bechar, which is like chulin, and the kain could use it like regular meat, that he cannot go ahead and eat with him. Ubisol Matim Bisol say no, it's permitted for Yisrael to eat the meat of the Bechor Balmum. And he says, even a non-Jew. Now says Gemara Masnin, our Mishnah, that permits a non-Jew to eat from the meat of the Bechor, Mani, who's that like? Says Gemara Rabbi Kiva, it's like Rabbi Kiva who he permits according to Beis Hill. Rabbi Kiva says that Beis Hill permit even a non-Jew to eat from the meat of the Bechor that's a Balmum. The Tanakh learned the Braisa. Bechor ain't nimna love. The meat of a Bechor cannot be counted on who's eating from that meat. El Chabur Shekula Kahanim Dibur Beisham. Beisham, I say, it has to be a group only of Kahanim. They're the ones that could eat the meat of the Bechor. Ubisilim, Afilazar, no, even non-Kahanim. Now, Rabbi Kiva Mata, Afilav Kacham, Rabbi Kiva says in Beisil that he permits even a non-Jew to eat from that meat. So it says, Gemara, my time at the Beisham, what's the reason Beisham says that only Kahanim could eat that? Because the Chsib, the Pasuk says, Mamidbar, Ubisar Miyu Lach, the Gomer, that the meat of the Bechor will be for you. Which it says, what does it mean for you? Just like the breast that's elevated and the right thigh of every carbon is given to the kalim, so too the meat of the Bechor, that goes to the kalim. But says Bishamay, we learn out, it's a mahasim, just like the Pasuk is equating it to over there, to the chaz of a sheik. The kahanim in Yisrael Loi, the only ones that get to eat that, are kahanim, but not non-kahanim. Like the Pasuk says, atu b'necha b'nesecha itach, the only one that can eat from those parts of the karbanis are only the kahanim. So over here, the Bechor that's being compared to that, only Kahanim can eat it and not non-Kain. Now, however, as the Gemara continues, top of Lama Gimel and Aleph, but Abishil, they would tell you, that's only the unblemished Bechor. That's what's compared to the Chaz of Ashayk, because that Pasuk is talking about by the unblemished Bechor, which is brought as a carbon, like the Pasuk says before that, as Dam Tizrik, that you throw the blood. Yes, the Bechor Tam, that's like a carbon, which is compared to the Chaz of Ashayk. And that's only eaten by Kahanim. But by a blemished firstborn animal, which is also given to the Kayin. There it says in Parashat Kol Bechor in Devarim Tezvav, it says, HaTameh VaHatar Yachtav Echlenu. The Tameh and the pure one could eat together, which teaches us, if a Tameh person that cannot partake of Kachem Kalam, yet Eichel BeBechor, he could eat, as the Pasuk is saying, the Tameh and Tar could together eat the blemished carbonus, which includes a Bechor. So Zar Sheichel BeKachem Kalam, so says Beisil. So a non-Kain, who could eat from Kachem Kalam, Karbon Shlamim, a Meiser, Pesach, enough to be a Kain to eat from those things. So in a Din Sheichel BeBechor, isn't a Kavachim, that of course, he for sure, if a Tameh could eat from the Bechor, that's a Balmum, for sure a Zar could eat from the meat of Bechor Balmum. This that we're comparing to the Chaz of Ashayk is only a Bechor Tam. Now, says the Gemara, but why? Ikla Mefach, he could refute that. You could say malatame. No, maybe a tame could eat from the bechor that's a balmum, because we find more leniencies regarding a tame person. That is an exclusionary exception for a tame kayin regarding doing the avodah that's necessary for the tzibur, the Jewish people. Where if in that base of that family that's doing the avodah that day, there is no pure kayin. The halacha is regarding a carbon tzibur, a tamei person could do it, a tamei kain, like it says, b'mayadi, in its designated time, which is even the Shabbos, and even if a tamei. So maybe therefore we find leniencies by tamei, and therefore he could eat from the Bechor Balmum, who said that would apply to a czar, who obviously can't do that void at all. Says the Gemara, no, Beisil, they would tell you, atzabah void de kama, are we talking about doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash? That's not the variable in this equation. Bechila kamrina, we're talking about consuming. Achila zar adif. The consuming of a non-kain is better than that which is tamei, like we said by Kachem Kalam, that a zar could eat and a tamei person cannot eat. And we don't find anywhere that the eating of a kain that's tamei is permitted where a zar would be forbidden. And therefore, if a tamei, including a kain, could eat from that Bechor Balmum, then for sure, says Beisil, that a zar, a non-kain, could also eat from that Bechor Balmum. And then we'll continue on where Rabbi Kiva says that even more than that, even though Ebu Kachavim could eat from the Bechor Balmum.